The SP-778.
How can I help you?
I'm reasonably certain this bus has an exhaust leak into the cabin. I'd like to get the new bus.
Okay. And what makes you think that? Are you getting any kind of warning lights?
How about I can smell it? I had to wait until I was away from trucks, but yeah, I still smell it.
Okay. Well, there's two different things that could be going on here. One, it could be the exhaust from the trucks you were with is still lingering inside the bus, in which case opening the windows should resolve that. Two, it could be the bus's environmental burning off, you know, the bad stuff that comes out of the bus exhaust. It burns that off and it creates an exhaust-like smell, but it doesn't have exhaust properties. Are you feeling lightheaded or anything like that?
Not at the moment, but I've only had the bus for a short time.
Okay. I mean, can we pull it over, open up some windows, and see if it airs out and the smell goes away? I mean, because it could be one of those two things. In all my years up here, I've never heard of an actual exhaust leak. It's usually one of those two things that's going on. Do you have, like, a high exhaust temp light or anything like that?
I don't. No, I don't. But the bus had all the windows open when I picked it up. So when I close the majority of the windows, I leave a couple open on a 29er because they're famous for exhaust leaks. And I don't feel like waiting until I have a migraine when I know I can smell it to prove my point.
All right, we'll pull it into your next stop and tie it up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. Once you get into the stop, tie up the bus, go on your four ways. Let people know what's going on, turn off the vehicle, and we'll get maintenance headed your way.
Thank you.
1328.